Well, we're going to switch over to Berkeley, California, joined by the author of Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Shoman. Mr. Shoman, thank you so much for being with us. Interesting comments coming out of debate in Florida. What do you make of it? It seems that Romney and Gingrich were basically trying to top each other, almost seeing that they're running for Prime Minister of Israel instead of President of the U.S.
Well, actually, all of these candidates are basically frontmen for the structure of power in the United States, which is intimately linked to finance and corporate capital and the military itself. The principal advisors of both Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney have close ties with the military industrial complex. In fact, the national security advisors have something like $7.3 billion in contracts with companies that benefit from the militarization of the Middle East and from the military aid to Israel and to the general imperial onslaught on peoples of the region. Specifically, the Adelson family that is financing Newt Gingrich, which made its money out of corruption, namely the bribing of people in Macau for the building of casinos, have given, and are billionaires, have given over $10 million for advertisements for Gingrich in the recent campaign. And these are all people who are linked to the same apparatus that sustains Barack Obama and his administration in power. A key advisor, for example, of Mitt Romney is Kofor Black, and another is Rabbi Dov Zakheim. Now, Kofor Black is the person who was long associated with the CIA program of torture and assassination, mm-hmm. and is one of the principal figures in Blackwater, or XIE, which is the mercenary apparatus that has sustained parallel operations for Central Intelligence as a private contractor. And indeed, there are as many troops in Afghanistan that are mercenary troops run by the likes of Blackwater, directed by such as Kofor Black, as there are formal troops of the U.S. government itself.
So, Mr. Shoman, if you were to talk to the average...
No less than the Democratic candidates...
Mr. Shoman, if you can hear me, let me jump in here. If you were to talk to the average American looking at trying to figure out what's going on and later on in November whom to vote for, are you saying that it really does not make a difference because they're all coming from the same basic apparatus with the same perspective?
Yes, that's long been understood in the United States. The two parties are what we call the one big property party with two names. It's financed by the same apparatus, and they're all intimately linked to the Pentagon and to the corporations that benefit from military contracts and from imperial control over resources of the peoples of the world. As I say, the advisors, the key advisors of both Gingrich and Romney, have the most intimate ties with the military-industrial complex and receive billions of dollars of benefit. Now, in the case of Romney in this particular debate, he represented that Hamas is led by people who want to exterminate all Jews and who launched thousands of rockets upon Israel, which are both statements of which are patently absurd and false. And he declared that he would immediately move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and declare that Israel is exclusively a Jewish state. So they are falling over each other and competing to sustain the legitimacy of the Zionist state in its most aggressive posture and to demean and really almost in racist terms to denigrate the Palestinian people.
Okay, Mr. Ralph Shoman.